Was Mike Kliss a great athlete back in the day? I don't know, but he's on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline with us. Mike, what do you make of the individual quality time that the Broncos will spend with Michael Penix Jr.? Will they put him through a workout like they did J.J. McCarthy? And after yesterday, does it feel like there's a little bit of momentum building with Michael Penix Jr. Once again?
Yeah, he's coming in next week for a visit. I think it's next week. And they don't work him out during those things. They spend a large part of the day with him. They'll spend at least 4 hours, maybe longer. You know, they'll give him lunch. He'll stay in a hotel here overnight. He'll meet with all the coaches. He'll go on the board. He'll spend time with Sean Payton, spend time with George Payton. So that's what a top 30 visit is. They bring him into headquarters. They don't work him out. And then they may give him a physical. I'm not sure if they do physicals on those visits or not. But yes, he has momentum. I heard you guys talking, the 4.5, maybe that won't matter. The vertical jump, the 37 inch vertical jump, maybe that doesn't apply in football. But the thing about him that should be number one anyway is that I did a little work on all these quarterbacks today. He had something like 1,700 pass attempts in his 6 years.
Yep.
There's one red flag. Six years in college, because of all the injuries, the two ACLs and that kind of thing. But he only took 32 sacks. That's 6 years. There's 1 year he didn't play much. So basically 5 years, he took 32 sacks. So not even seven a season. He gets rid of the ball quick, in other words. And really, of all these quarterbacks, all of them, he's the guy that you can make a case. I'm not sure Sean Payton believes this, but you can make a case that he's the best fit for Sean Payton because he gets rid of the ball now. I mean, he's got that funky, quick push, three quarters release, but he processes quickly, and he finds open receivers quickly, and so that's why I think Michael Penix should be way up on the Broncos quarterback board. I don't know how high, but the fact that he gets rid of the ball and he processes quickly, and he's got the arm, he should be way up there. Now, the question would be a guy like him. Generally, what teams worry about is, he could flash for a couple of years, but you question whether he's going to be there in 4 or 5 years because of that medical. And that's the concern with Michael Penix.
Mike, and that's my thing, and I just want to jump back in here really quickly, is because when I was watching him play for Washington, and I watched a lot of Washington football this year, I loved what I saw for all the reasons that you just described. But you brought up the wrinkle that still bothers me with taking him in the first round. He did only take 32 sacks for a career, and he was still that hurt. Isn't that a bit alarming that he couldn't stay healthy at Indiana, and now he's going to be playing in the AFC West? It's hard for me to reconcile those two things.
Yeah, there was one game when he was at Indiana where he took three sacks against Western Kentucky. And so, that was a bunch of years ago. He had 4 years at Indiana and then two at Washington, COVID and medical red shirts and everything else, gave him those extra years. That's why he's in the, that's one reason why he's in the middle clump. He's ranked anywhere from fourth to sixth, depending on who you talk to in this draft. And the medical and the age, really, the 6 years is why he's, possibly sixth. His ability to throw the ball and process is why he could be possibly fourth, if not even somewhere in the top three. Some people, what I've heard is the Raiders really like him. The Raiders are picking 13th. So it will be interesting to see if Sean Payton falls in love with this guy. I'm kind of with everybody else. I think it's J.J. McCarthy. I think it's Drake May if he falls. Bo Nix is kind of there, a five-year starter, 24 years old. And then we'll see if they think Brock Bowers. You know, they go Spencer Rattler in the second round and go trade into the second round or third round for Spencer Rattler or one of those other quarterbacks and take Bowers in the first.
Well, Mike, you and Zach are on my dookie list because of Michael Penix Jr. I like Michael Penix Jr., and you guys are forgetting one thing. The Denver Broncos offensive line is going to be top 10 this year going into the season. So that's going to help Michael Penix Jr. stay healthier. Now, this is my question to you, J.J. McCarthy. All right, Mike, J.J. McCarthy's getting all the attention. All right, it seems like Sean has tipped his hand. Do you think this is the case, or is it a trap?
Well, I think it might have been the case 3 weeks ago. I'm not sure it's the case now. I mean, it was really early in the process when that report came out. And, you know, I think he's got way more information now, way more film. That report came out before the combine when he met all those guys. And I think there's good reason to like J.J. McCarthy. He ran a very structured system offense. And I think Sean Payton and NFL teams like quarterbacks that can run a structured, you know, system offense. It's a pro style offense, or, you know, with the read option that he ran with Harbaugh in Michigan. The one thing that concerns you a little bit about J.J. McCarthy, and correct me if I'm wrong, is he seems to be a fastball thrower. There's not a whole lot of touch over the linebacker type throws, and so you got to watch that a little bit with him. I think it's interesting. He has rose up the mocksters draft boards. The mocksters, I do caution, just because all the intangibles he has. And yes, a proven winner, but I know he was 27-1 the last 2 years. You know, there weren't too many games where JJ had to put the team on the back and win the game.
No,
you didn't see that. You didn't see that from him.
No,
and
but
NFL
I also don't
quarterbacks and guy and real quick, NFL quarterbacks have to do that. The elite ones do.
Yeah. No, you're right. I also don't want to hold that against them either for being on a great football team. But you're right. And that's part of the evaluation. Let me ask you this, Mike, and then we'll let you go. A lot has been discussed about Pat Surtain's name being involved as a chip to trade up in the draft. He is the Broncos' best player, therefore he has the most value, and he's on a rookie contract. Do you have a sense if the Broncos have considered this?
Well, I mean, in the big picture realm that they consider everything, yes, but seriously, I would say no. One thing to keep in mind on Pat Surtain is he now has less trade value than he had a year ago because he's got that fifth-year option now, and the Broncos are going to pick that up if he isn't traded in this draft, and I don't think he will be. But they're going to pick up that $19.8 million fifth-year option. And so once these guys start making money, you know, they drop around. I mean, Keenan Allen went for a fourth-round pick, you know, because of $23 million. And, you know, all these quarterbacks that got traded, Justin Fields, all those guys got traded for ridiculously low-round draft picks. In part because they're almost done with the rookie contracts, and so once you're at the end of the rookie contract, you start making money, and you have less value on the trade market.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Of course, that's true. Mike, we appreciate your time as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll do this again next week.
Happy Easter, guys. Hey, I just ordered a Major League Baseball package.
all right.
150 to watch all the games I want. You know, I'm a Cub fan, and I like the occasional train wreck. So that applies to the local nine.
There
you go.
So you did the Rockies.tv, the option where it's the whole league?
I did MLB extra innings, I guess.
Okay.
That's the whole league. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know, man. Good to know, Mike. Be well, man. Enjoy the weekend. Happy Easter.
See you guys.
All right, there he goes. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider.